plenty would disagree, but I reckon he's been a miracle worker down there at Brookvale Oval. Des Hasler, with the roster, with the amount of injuries and suspensions and players on origin duty, he's done a remarkable job. The Manly side are into fifth position on the competition table, Loz. Your Raiders, courtesy of another victory on the weekend, are in fourth position. The Melbourne Storm, they've got the minor premiership shot to pieces, haven't they? With three more wins than anybody else, that being the Rabbitohs, the Roosters third, Raiders fourth, and I mentioned Manly in fifth position. The big, big shock is the fall from grace of the Cronulla Sharkies, mate. Five straight losses, and in four of those losses, they've scored more tries than the opposition. That is absolutely hard to fathom.
Yeah, it's a record, isn't it? You score more tries than the opposition and you've been beaten on four occasions this year. And they'll be costly for this Sharks outfit. They will struggle now to make the top eight. Realistically, they've got to finish on, say, 28 points or more. So that means they have to win seven out of their last eight. Seven games. Seven games left. So they have to win every game now. The Sharks, obviously, Manly under Des Hasler has done a fantastic job. They were very good yesterday against Parramatta. Parramatta would have been disappointed with their performance. The Raiders, they continue to move forward. They had a good victory over the West Tigers on the weekend. The Roosters started to flex their muscle, getting their players back, although they do lose Jake Friend. And the Rabbitohs, great victory over the Cowboys when they were behind. And the Melbourne Storm. Okay. Well, the Melbourne Storm do what Melbourne do. They just keep winning.
Okay. Well, the I-Man Award for the weekend from the World of Rugby League goes to one Laurie Daly for having 2 days of celebrations for the 30-year grand final victory for the Canberra Raiders and actually turning up this morning. I think you get the I-Man Award. What was Kevy like?
Kevy was good.
Was Kevy good?
Yeah, he was good.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, he joins us on the line. G'day, Kevy.
Good morning, gents. How are we?
Very well, Kev. How was the flight Sunday morning, my friend?
Oh, not a drama, Loz. Just bounced out of bed, 8:30 on the flight. Away we go, mate. Yeah, it was a terrific night, wasn't it, on Saturday night? I was there for Friday night's activities, but Saturday night was great to see so many old boys show up. And the old winning dressing room, it's hard to beat. All the boys obviously went down to the Raiders dressing room, and it's a nice place to be, isn't it, after a game when you've had a good win like the Raiders had on Saturday night. It was really good.
I said to TK and our listeners early this morning, Kevy, that when the Raiders won, they invited the old boys down to the sheds, and there would have been 100 or so people in that dressing room, and everyone had the beer, and then they were singing the team song. We're lucky that we've been a part of dressing sheds, over the last couple of years still, but a lot of the players that have gone away and haven't been involved in the game, to get the opportunity to go into the sheds and do that again, it's pretty special for them.
Oh, it certainly is even special for myself again, Laurie, to get inside that winning Raiders dressing room. I mean, we shared so many great times, in Canberra with that era through the late sort of 80s and early 90s for both Canberra and Brisbane was a golden time for both clubs, and to get back in that environment, that was really special. And particularly happy for Ricky Stewart and his team as well. I mean, I think they're genuine premiership contenders on the back of just their defence more than anything else. I know that they've always been able to score tries, but to win the big end-of-season games, you've got to be able to stop the opposition as well, and that's one thing where the Raiders have dramatically improved this year on previous years.
Yeah, no, I thought they were terrific, Kev. Did you see any of the Melbourne game yesterday, mate? They rested the majority of their representative still players, but still too good for the Titans?
Yeah, I particularly took notice of that with the Storm, without their rep players, and they were just as methodical, weren't they? They just keep producing the goods and the players to fill the gaps, the Melbourne Storm, and they're terrific. I mean, the Titans are, they're a bit off at the moment with different things, and the coach being sacked sort of hasn't helped things too much, but, that was a really good performance from the Storm. They would have beaten most teams yesterday. I know that Craig Bellamy wasn't too happy with them at half time, but if you look at the overall 80 minutes, they were on song. I think their ball control was up around 80%, and just really good defensively as well. And the Titans, I thought they were courageous yesterday, and what's been a bit of a tough week for them, but they showed up yesterday. If they play like that every week, they'll win a lot more games, I would have thought.
Yeah, the Tab have the Roosters as favourites, Kevy, $3 favourites. Do you see it like that, or do you have Melbourne in front?
Oh, I can't split them at the moment, to be honest with you, Laurie. And I think this next 7 weeks is that's the money period, isn't coming into the finals, and where teams jostle for positions, which is very important, but also get that winning feeling, that hunger to win the premiership. And so this is the Flemington straight we've hit now, mate.
Mm.
And it hasn't been won yet, the premiership, but there are some guys and some teams that are jostling for positions to get across the finish line. It's going to be a great finish again. I can't really say anyone's a clear favourite at the moment. Someone always jumps out of the back of the pack as well, out of that bottom half of the eight that really challenges. So it's going to be a fantastic 7 weeks of footy into the finals.
The Broncos are one win out of the eight, Kevy. They were pretty good. I mean, I know it was the Bulldogs, but they were still pretty good the other night.
Yeah.
Can they get themselves into the eight and challenge?
Well, they certainly can get themselves into the eight. I've got no questions around that because they don't have to leave Queensland for the next 7 weeks. So that's I think they've got to play the Bulldogs in the last game, you know, away. So, you know, they can certainly push into that top eight with some good performances, but it's then how do they fare against the top four of the sides, and they have beaten some of those teams this year as well, so they look good on paper, the Broncos, and if they can play to their potential, well, they'll challenge most teams. It's about them getting them to their best every week, and that'll be the challenge for the Broncos in the next 4 or 5 weeks, is sorting out their top 17 and getting that right into the finals.
What about, you mentioned someone in the back of the pack makes a run for it. Penrith have now won 7 in a row. Is that one of the teams you think that could seriously challenge?
Yeah, I can't see Penrith seriously challenging at the moment. I know that they've had a good run of 7 wins, but I just it takes me back to the Broncos in 1999. We won, I think, 8 or 9 games in a row to make the finals, and then we just hit a wall in the finals. So, they need to drop a couple of games for mine and then get themselves back on track. But they've got enough talent there. It's just a matter of getting it right at the right time of the year. And that's not right now, is it? The right time is in, 6 weeks' time.
Speaking of that, the Penrith Panthers and our good mate James Maloney, I see the Courier Mail is sort of pushing a little bit. They think Jimmy could be the answer to all the problems up there in the halves for the Brisbane Broncos, just an old head to have around so many young players. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, well, he's got great experience and great talent, hasn't he? What's he, Jimmy Wins? Is that what he's...
Jimmy Wins.
Jimmy Wins again.
He's won 9 matches now, Kevin, the 2 Origins. Sorry about that. And plus
that's
the 7...
Okay. Yeah, we can cop that. I mean, he's been a great player for a long time and great experience, very calm and cool under pressure. So he'd be a valuable asset to any club, not only the Broncos, I would have thought.
Kevy, can I ask you this? You played Ben Hunt as hooker, and he was rested this weekend, the Dragon season on the line. If you were coach and you had a player, you had a chat to him, but you're in an important game, would you have made him play or would you have rested him? How would you have gone about the scenario with Ben Hunt? Because I'm sitting here looking at it thinking, you just have got to play him in this game.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what all of us believe and think should have happened. But I guess Paul McGregor did have a plan around Ben Hunt, around through Origin. Sometimes those plans get thrown into disarray when you're in the position that they are. So yeah, it was probably a tough one for him. I remember that, players want to play, don't they, at the end of the day?
Yeah.
If their team is in somewhat struggle street as such and need to win, well, you need your best players on the field. And that's what I would have been thinking. But again, we're not in charge of that club, and they've got a direction, I guess, that they're taking. But knowing Ben Hunt and how competitive he is, I was quite surprised that he didn't actually take the field, because he's, as a competitive person that I've seen in rugby league, and he wants to win as much as anyone. So yeah, that's a strange one.
Yeah, he looked battle weary.
Beat up through Origin.
Yeah, that's right. So it just looked like he would have been better off having the week off after the Origin.
Yeah, well, that's what most would have thought. His face and all of his body after Origin 3 was like he'd been to war, So, particularly playing in that unfamiliar position of 9, where you do have to put your body on the line every tackle. I mean, he stood up brilliantly through that period. So, but anyway, I still give everyone a chance. I mean, I'm ever the optimist, and I think the Dragons, can they win 7 in a row? Well, of course they can, but it's a big ask, but I'm sure that they've still got great aspirations. You talk to the players and the coach inside the Dragons camp, and they will be full of hope and full that they can get through. But it's going to be tough, but Can they do it? Yeah, my word, they can. Right now, it's still mathematically possible.
Yeah. Kevin, if you're in charge of the Melbourne Storm, and you know how competitive Craig is, you know, and you don't want to lose any game, but you know they've only lost two games all season, and they're travelling along quite nicely. Are you a believer in just keep winning, or do you think you have to have sort of maybe a bit of a down period and then sort of come back again?
I think everyone around the game knows that they can drop a game or two now and it's not going to hurt them too much.
Yeah.
You know, but you can't win 20 games in a row. Whatever. How many, what's there, seven left and then probably three or four finals, so that's another 10. I'd find it difficult for them to win 19 games straight. You know, that's never been done in the history, I would have thought. So, you know, but they've got some tough games coming up. They've got the Broncos away, which could be a bit of a tough one for them. So that's in a couple of weeks' time. And Manly this week, going to Melbourne. Manly will hold no fears playing against the Storm. They've beaten them before in bigger games. I know that some of the players have changed, but you know what we saw yesterday from Manly, they've got enough strike and enough big game experience there to challenge all the top end teams.
Kevy, I've got to ask you, mate, any contact with the Gold Coast Titans at all?
No, mate, not at all. No, I did catch up with Big Mel down over the weekend. We all caught up with him down there over the weekend, but no, there's been no contact at all. So I'm not sure where they're at with the Titans on their pursuit of their coach. It would be a good opportunity for someone. The Titans have, they've got a lot of potential through that area and through that zone. Some really good kids have left the area for different reasons. If they can get their pathways right, which I know that Mel's been working really hard on to get those pathways right so that the homegrown kids on the coast stay and play for the coast, that'll be a big string for the Titans to try and keep out.
Yeah, it might have been funny for Kevy. It was funny for us when Mel and Kevy were having a yarn. Oh, yeah. Get the contract out. Come on, sign it.
Yeah, no, hilarious.
Jeez, you must have
that was a good weekend, mate. I've got to say, it's great seeing all those boys. You know, 30 years. Where do they go? Oh, my God.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right. Mate, you know what? I was thinking the same thing, but it was just great to see so many old familiar faces.
You two blokes actually struggled with the old Viking clap. I don't know how many schooners you might have had, but the old coordination, Kevy, for you and Laurie wasn't quite in sync.
No, I'll tell you what happened there, TK. I grabbed my son's shirt instead of mine. I couldn't lift my arms up. The shirt was too tight. Origin hasn't been too kind to me, I can tell you.
All right. Well, at least that's an excuse for you. And Laurie certainly hasn't got one yet.
No, I haven't got one
TK,
yet.
Laurie's never had any rhythm in that way. So, maybe just to watch everybody else do the Viking clap.
People at the private bin maybe disagree with you a little bit. All right. So no contact between you and Mal regarding the job down there?
No, mate.
All right,
it's all good.
All right, mate. Good on you, Kevy.
Okay, boys. Have a good week.